Welcome, everybody. Shin number 855. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to try and finish up the soup situation. We've been trying to go through various different soups, which are extremely important. Try and finish it up. And there are, like we said, we mentioned last year, there are certain concepts which we want to talk about in other simonim. But just while we're on the subject of soups, we're just going through some various, quite a number of different soups from Rabbanan Sefer and Rav Forest and so on. Okay, so Rabbanan brings down on page 441, onion soup. What about onion soup? Onion soup is made by sauteing onions and mixing them with water and spices. The bracha, therefore, would be borei pri ho adama, which covers the liquid as well. I do want to mention that if somebody eats plain onions, we spoke about in the past in general, it's shahakal. Let's say just plain onions, not fried, it's not cooked, it's not. I just eat plain onions, right? I just want to eat plain raw onions. So it's a shahakal. In general, that's what we say. Once it gets fried, sauteed, and so on, then of course the bracha comes back to being borei pri adama because of the fact that in general people don't eat raw onions. So, in general, Rabbanan brings down also, he brings down onions are not normally eaten raw. They're usually eaten, they're mixed in a salad and so on and these type of things. So therefore, that's why I say shahakal. But once they're fried and they're used to enhance other foods and the covered, then when they're used to enhance other foods, so the food of the bracha on the other food covers the onion, right? Because it becomes a tuffle to the other foods, but when it's like fried onions, these type of things, so then we say it comes back to being a borei pri adama. When it's a fried onions, sauteed, or so on. Okay, just wanted to bring that out. So now it coming back in reference to our the soup, onion soup. So that's how Rabbanan brings it down. Onion soup is made by sauteing onions and mixing them with water spices. So therefore, the bracha is borei pri adama because it's eaten the regular way that onions are supposed to be eaten, which is made into some sort of a dish or food, which covers the liquid as well. So, of course, the borei pri adama would cover the liquid as well. Okay, now he does bring down on the bottom, again, depending on the case. So, just, again, reading how he brings it down. Onion soups made from dehydrated soup mixes are usually made from flavorings and small amounts of dehydrated onion solids. Okay, so the onion, so the onion solids are added merely to enhance the liquid. Once it's added merely to enhance the liquid, so then the bracha on such soups is shahakal. If somebody, again, I always mention, if somebody has a question, they're not sure if it's made this way, that way, whatever, obviously you want to call the company, the one who's giving the hashgacha on the company, where you get it from, and find out how it was made, and what the correct bracha is. But I'm just, I'm stating the facts, what a person should look out for in general. But clearly, if it's a regular onion soup, a homemade onion soup, so they sauteed onions and so on, then we say it's a borei pri adama. Now, I just want to mention another thing, keeping in mind, in all these soups that we talk about, if somebody adds flour, right, even though you'll say, well, I added flour, that's wheat, or whatever the case is, so I added flour to these soups, but I do it to thicken up the soup. I don't do it for, it's not there really for taste or sustenance, sort of. I do it to thicken up the soup, to give it body, and so on. So in all those cases, we have to keep in mind that although flour was added, so the flour, the original bracha of the soup, whatever the bracha might be, whether it's a hakol, a dama, whatever, would stay because of the fact that it is a the like we always mention, well, one adds flour, one of the five grains, and it's there for the mechanics of the food, like in this case, just to thicken it up, give it body, so then the original bracha, which would be whatever, hadama, shahakal, depending on what you're eating, would still stay, and the bracha would not be hadama, the bracha would not be mizonos in that case. Okay, just a couple of more reading from the Sefer from Rav Forest, the Sefer Laws of Brachas. So he brings down as far as potato soup. What about potato soup? So regular potato soup with regular potato, pieces of potato, so obviously that's huadama. You don't have to worry about the soup. In general, the soup is there to enhance the potatoes. I have my potato soup. So you're making a huadama and a burn of fashais, assuming that you ate the right amount. What about potato? But he brings down, refers to potato soup, the cream of potato soup. If it's the cream of potato soup, obviously it's, sauteed and it's made into a liquid. So when it's cream of potato soup, then he brings down shahakal and, Right. So halacha would be burned fresh, it's depending on if you ate enough, again, in the right amount of time. But be it as it may, so just real quickly to read from Rabbanan Sefer, it brings down the same thing. The cream of potato soup is made from finely ground or pureed potatoes. So if there's solid bits, so again, the potato soup, you have to look at what you have over there. If there's solid bits of potato, like we said, right, in the bowl, which is usually the case, he brings down, then there will be bar priyadama. In case not, it will be shahakal. If it's pure cream of potato, then you're looking at a shahakal. Like he brings down Rabban, explaining vegetables which are pureed to the extent that they are no longer that they no longer retain either their original form or appearance are subject to a shahakal. Besides like the regular potatoes, what we spoke about, like mashed potatoes from Rab Moshe. If somebody makes regular mashed potatoes, even if you finely ground it, we said Rab Moshe still held that was a bar priyadama over there. But over here, you're dealing with a liquid. So it's a different story. It's cream of potatoes. It's mamish, a liquidy substance. Regular, but we want to keep in mind, regular mashed potatoes, Rav Moshe did say it was a huadama. Okay, let's say regular noodle soup. Somebody eats a noodle soup, lakshin soup, if you want to call it. Usually it's something like along the lines of a chicken soup, but it's a regular noodle soup. Obviously, that would be a mezonos. Unless somebody has mamish, such a small amount of noodles that the mamish eating the chicken soup and they just threw in there a couple of pieces. But a regular noodle soup, I'm eating a chicken noodle soup, as they call it, the famous chicken noodle soup, but it's the noodles, right? And that's what the soup is. So you're taking it, making a regular mezonos. And the fact that you have the water in there, obviously the soup and all that, is all bottled to the mezonos, and only a mezonos will be made. Again, as far as the after bracha, as long as you ate enough noodles, b'chdei achilas pras, you ate at least a kazayas of the noodles under a 4-minute period, then one would make a al hamichya, right? Because you have mezonos, and then you have a al hamichya, which would be the after bracha on the noodle soup. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.